Welcome to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast, where we talk all things fitness, nutrition, and wellness for women to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life inside and out. And now, your hosts, Laura Jackson and Amanda Quinn.
So welcome everyone to Fit Chicks Chat. I'm Amanda Quinn, and on today's podcast, I have a very special guest. I have Jenny, or Coach JBB, as I know you.
Yes. Hi, I'm so excited for being on this show. This is so awesome. Thanks for having me.
No, it's my pleasure. I'm so excited to talk to you. I think what you're doing in this industry is amazing. All the transformations that I see consistently coming from you and your clients and your brand is just amazing. So I'm really excited to hear what it is that you do in order to help these women transform.
Thank you.
On today's podcast, for everyone listening, like, we are going to basically be talking, like, Jenny is, like, I see you as, like, the guru when it comes to, like, moms, but also just women's health in general. So even though we're going to be focusing a little bit on moms and, like, pre and postnatal kind of fitness and health, I think, you know, everything that we're talking about, and correct me if I'm wrong, but majority, if not all of it, can actually be applied to anyone listening, regardless if they are pre or postnatal.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Any woman that's looking to better their health and maybe even shape up the body, lose a little bit of weight, It will all be beneficial for them.
Awesome. So why don't you tell us, before we get started into, like, some of the details on how we can do this, why don't you tell us a little bit about your own personal journey? Because I know that you have a little one as well. And so why don't you tell us about, I know, and I also know that you were on the cover of the Hot and Fit 100. You were the cover 100, like, right afterwards, right? So why don't you tell us a little bit about that journey and kind of, like, during your pregnancy, what that looked like, as well as your postpartum?
Yeah. Overall, I had a really good pregnancy with my son, which was now almost 3 years ago. I can't believe how time flies. But actually today was my due date with him.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But I didn't have him for another week, so he was a week late. But my first trimester was probably the roughest. Mm-hmm. I was exhausted. I would, like, head to bed every night at 8 p.m. and my husband called me a granny.
I still do that to this day, so don't worry.
Yeah, like, everything changes when you become a mom. You just have to, like, take the time you get to sleep.
Essentially, yeah.
Yeah. But I really listened to my body, and if I knew I was too tired to work out the way that I used to, I would just, you know, go for a walk instead, just to get, like, the blood flowing. And often whenever I did that, I would feel better. I would feel more energized. But it was okay. I gave myself permission, like, not to work out as intensely as I was prior to pregnancy. Mm-hmm. And I was truly blessed in the sense because I was never really sick. I had some food aversions here and there, but I went into the pregnancy really healthy. So I was eating, like, 3 meals a day and a couple snacks in between. I was always eating. And so I think that really helped with, like, the nausea that some women experience is, like, not having food in their tummy. So mm-hmm. I feel like that really helped me. And I'm not sure if you know this, but I was recently pregnant again, and I unfortunately lost the baby about a month ago. And I went through the first trimester, and I had such a different pregnancy this time around.
Right.
Because I was a busy mom to, like, an almost 3-year-old. So I wasn't eating the way that I was my first pregnancy. And that really affected how I was. Like, I was nauseous. I was sick. I was way more sick this time around than my last one. And when I compare the both, it was because I wasn't eating as frequently and I wasn't maybe remembering to take all my vitamins. So that was really interesting. And I, now that, you know, I'm over that, my next pregnancy, I want to do my best and continue to eat the way that I was doing my first pregnancy. Mm-hmm. But my second trimester with Jackson was a lot better. I had my energy back. I was enjoying my baby bump growing.
Right.
And I have to say, like, women's bodies are truly amazing. Like, we grow humans.
I know. I know. It's mind-blowing, really.
I know. And I think the second trimester really you know, helped me, you know, you feel good and you actually can enjoy what's going on in your body in the second mm-hmm. trimester. So I was getting back to my workouts. I was doing some resistance training and some body weight stuff and metabolic work. And I followed my Strong Like Mommy prenatal fitness program, which I designed during my pregnancy. So I was quite active and I was feeling really good. And of course I was listening to my body. There's days that I was tired and, you know, I would take a break. The third trimester was a little tougher too. You know, you don't sleep as much. Everybody's telling you to get your sleep in and you can't.
Yeah, I know. I know. It's so ironic. They're like, get all the sleep you can now. And you're like, I'm so uncomfortable, or I have to pee every 10 minutes.
Exactly. Yeah. And I got one of those pregnancy pillows.
Oh my gosh. But I didn't like it. It was so uncomfortable for me. I had really, really bad. I have a previous back injury. And so when I was pregnant, my back was really sore. And so I was trying to use it, but then I don't know, it was not working for me. Like it ended up just being like something that went in my closet.
Yeah. I mean, I liked it once, like when you're in it, it's good. But when you have to get up to go pee, which you frequently do in your third trimester, you have to get out of this big contraption. That was an issue. And I found it very, nobody told me this, but I found it really difficult to eat in my third trimester. Like I would start eating and then I would get so full.
Oh yeah. My gosh. I know.
Yeah. Like nobody tells you that. You're like, oh, I'm going to enjoy myself and eat what I want till the baby comes. But
you're like, oh, this sounds amazing. I made this great dinner. And then you have like four bites and you're like, stop. Yeah. And you're like, what's wrong with me? I want to eat this.
Yeah. I know. So, at the end, I had a little issue with like gaining weight at the end, but then I just sort of changed my nutrition and I was just eating. I tried to eat every hour and a half just to get my food in. But after Jackson, now that was quite the awakening. your life completely changes, as you know.
Of course.
Yeah. So I found it actually postnatal, I found pretty tough because I was always very active. Mm-hmm. And you have to completely rest for the 8 weeks. And that was a little tough. And I didn't really listen. I mean, I looked back.
I'm the same. Oh my gosh. I was the same. 2 weeks after, I was like going for walks and doing light weights. And I'm like, I can't help it. I just need to do it. Yeah, no, it's so bad. My doctor was really angry with me.
Yeah, I know. And like, even one time I like tried to do a deadlift, which was a really, really bad.
That's probably a bad idea. Yeah.
Yeah. And I felt my pelvic floor like shift. So I was like, okay, I'm not going to do this anymore. Like I really should have just listened to my body and just mm-hmm. enjoyed time with my son, which I did, but it was, you know, I put that extra pressure on myself, which looking back now, I don't think I would do that now.
Right.
And then I was nursing around the clock. So just time isn't yours anymore. And I found it difficult to balance business and the baby and focusing on getting back in shape. And I found it to be a little bit overwhelming until I started to accept my new normal. And this was about like 6 months postpartum.
Yeah.
And that's sort of when I was like, you know what? It's okay if your day isn't perfect and that life is going to be unpredictable now and it's not going to be the same. And that's when I just started to accept my new normal and accept my new life.
I love that. I love that you say that because I think every woman needs to get to that place eventually because it's true.
Yeah.
Your whole life is completely different. You have this human you got to care for. Yeah. And that becomes your, all of your focus, essentially. It's exactly. No longer about what you look like. It's no longer about you. It's about them. And so exactly. I totally agree with you.
Yeah. And it was like everything, like my workouts had to change. Like I had to be okay. Like I'm never going to be working out the way I did before. I have a baby, like I have to condense it and that's okay. And as long as you can find a little bit of you time, it like a little bit of time where you can prioritize yourself, things will be okay. So, you know, it was definitely a learning experience and, you know, becoming a mom made me a better person and it gave me more purpose and it led me to want to help other moms go through the same struggle and help them find a little bit of time to prioritize themselves to be happy, healthy, and fit for themselves as well as their families.
No, I love that. And like I said, I totally love what you, what you're doing and in this industry and just for people in general and the impact that you're making. So why don't you tell us a little bit more about, like, you know, cause you were talking a little bit about not really listening to your body at one point, like doing deadlifts and that kind of thing. Like, yeah. Tell me, what would you say are the top three mistakes that you see women making in fitness specifically during their pregnancy or postpartum that you would recommend that they do differently?
Yeah. So, number one thing I see, and I mean, I did this mistake too, because I didn't really specialize this until after. So like crunches, sit-ups, and planks, I see like pregnant women doing that, and especially postnatal, because they think, oh, I still have this like pregnancy tummy, I want to try to like get rid of it. And they go and they do tons of like sit-ups and crunches. And that's like the worst thing to do for your tummy, because when we're pregnant, our baby's growing and it affects our ab muscles. Our ab muscles actually separate. So when we're putting more pressure there, like planks and sit-ups and crunches, it can actually cause the separation to become a little bit worse and maybe not go back together afterwards. So that is what's called a diastasis recti, and it's a separation of your ab muscles. And that's where you see moms that like can't get rid of their mummy tummy because of that separation there.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So no. And it's, and it can be, and for anyone listening, like that can be different from anyone else. And I actually did an interview with, Samantha from Belly's Inc.
Yes.
If is interested in learning more about diastasis recti, please look back at that interview with Sam from Belly's Inc. in our podcast, because we talk a lot about pelvic floor and diastasis recti specifically, because that's like her specialty kind of thing. Yeah. But yeah, it's, if you're wondering if you even have it or how to recognize it, check out that podcast for sure.
Yeah, she's awesome. And that's when I actually took my Belly's Inc. certification through her.
Awesome.
And your eyes, like you... Like I didn't know this, and I really wish I did it prior to pregnancy, because I would have been able to avoid a lot of issues that I ended up having. So yeah, it's really, really important. And also, like doing too much like plyo and jumping and like even running right after your pregnancy, because again, we need to protect the pelvic floor, because over time, like all this extra pressure and force of gravity can really affect the pelvic floor, and you can have like incontinence issues later on and back pain. So that's another one where I see a lot of moms doing either during pregnancy or right after. And then the third one would be like, go see a pelvic floor specialist. And so many moms are not doing that. And I suggest that, especially if it's your first baby, go see one during your pregnancy, because you do have a little bit more time then.
Yeah.
Take advantage of that time. And like people, any sort of injury in your body, everybody, if you experience an injury, you're going to see some sort of therapy to help it. And when moms go through pregnancy and then labor, we've gone through a lot of trauma. Like our pelvic floor has gone through a lot. So we need to do the proper healing methods to heal it properly. Or we're going to have things like backache and peeing when you laugh or peeing when you jump or the dreaded mommy tummy, right? So we need to, a lot of women, I urge women to go see a pelvic floor therapist before and after your pregnancy.
Definitely, because sometimes you would have pelvic floor issues. Like you might not have those ones that you see as common, like when you jump, you pee kind of thing, but you might actually have like just something that can be corrected so easily if you just have this therapist help you through that process that you might not even know, which might not affect you right now, but it might affect you later in life. So it's really about just being really comfortable with knowing your body inside and out, and that's what they're going to help you do. So I totally agree with you. I think going to see one is key to ensuring that you have longevity in terms of your health for your pelvic floor.
Absolutely.
And so, I mean, you touched on this earlier too, when you were saying like when you, you know, once Jackson was born, you realized that you were A, super exhausted, and from an emotional standpoint, like it affects you because it is, it's an emotional time. Your hormones are going all kind of crazy and stuff. And also just feeling like you had to like stick, you had to get back to like your regular routine. I went through this myself. I was like, I got to get my workouts back in. I told you, like I had a C-section and I was like trying to work out 2 weeks after. Like,
wow.
Just ridiculous, like super ridiculous when I think back now, but it was like, I felt like, oh my gosh, I need to do this. I need to be. And I was like, you know, back to like cooking and like trying to like make like bake things, like do all this. What is wrong with me? I should really just be resting because I'm so tired and it's affecting my emotional state. It's affecting my mental state. But so when you think about that and like, we feel like, you know, adding all this stuff is so important, but we do get so overwhelmed. So what do you say to your clients that might be in that same boat? Cause you've experienced it. I've experienced it when you're trying to fit it all in. How do you kind of coach your clients to be able to say, it's okay, like take a step back, relax. Like what is it that you do specifically with them?
So I really encourage them to start slow and do what they can. And through what I went through, I've come up with a word or a phrase, and I call it postpartum perfection. And that means to be okay with the imperfections in your day, because there's going to be a lot. And one,
yes,
a lot. And one thing I teach my clients is to have high intentions, but low attachment. And this allows us as new moms not to feel overwhelmed. And especially when you want to lose the baby weight, you know, that can just be another pressure on its own, right? So
I feel like it's a huge pressure. I feel like we're so concerned about that when we should really just be concerned about healing.
And
it's a hard thing to get out of, for sure.
Absolutely it is. And like, just speaking with you, we're both fitness professionals. And I think that that's even more because you have eyes on you, right? So you feel like you feel like you have to bounce back right away. We have to be okay if our day doesn't go as planned. Like, for example, I had high intentions of working out, but I didn't because my little guy was needy or he was sick, and that's okay. I'll try to get my workout in tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I also suggest take the guesswork out. Like if you're really struggling on what to do, hire a coach or a specialist in postnatal care and take the guess and the stress off of you and have a plan that is proven to work for new moms, like for your new life, right?
Yeah.
So yeah. And that often consists of like working out smart and not long. Like you need to have a program that is time efficient and convenient. That is number one. Yeah. And less is more. So quick and efficient workouts are key for a new mom, and they're okay. And they're going to get you results. You don't have to spend like an hour or 2 hours in the gym to get
results. Oh my gosh. No, I know. And that's, you know, it's interesting. And I love that you say that, but I find it so interesting because so many people feel, and whether you're a new mom or not listening right now, like you feel like a workout has to be an hour in order for it to be like considered like a proper workout.
Yeah.
And I'm here telling you, and Jenny's here telling you, that's not the case. Like my workouts are anywhere from 20 to 30 minutes.
Same.
That's it. Every day, not even every day, actually, because again, my days changed. This morning, great intentions of doing it. I had to go to the passport office.
Yeah.
It took a really long time because then I had to come back home because I forgot something. Then I had to go back. My whole morning was driving in at a passport office. So it's literally, that was my workout time that then got hijacked by that.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
Yeah. Let it go.
Totally. Yeah. I'm like, if I can get one in later, great. If not, tomorrow, it's fine. You know, but it's like, it's having to be okay with that. But it's also about being efficient with your time because like ladies listening, you do not need to be a slave to the gym. Like you don't have to be there for an hour every single day. And if you are going there an hour every day, you're doing the same thing over and over again, and you're not seeing the results, that's a clear indication that what you're doing is not working.
Exactly.
So that's why I think
overtraining. They're putting their bodies through so much stress. They're sitting on a cardio machine for an hour, and that's like the biggest waste of time.
Yeah.
doing so many more productive things than that. And that's one thing that I tell all my clients, like, we're getting off the cardio machines.
Well, so what do you say to someone like, okay, so perfect sort of interlude into the next question I have, which is like, what would you say is like your go-to quick fix for effective calorie burning? Because I know you work out short and smart. I like to work out short and smart. I don't even go to a gym. So for anyone listening, like I have like equipment at home. I have a treadmill for like short intervals. That's it. I don't even have a gym membership because I don't have that 2-hour window to be able to drive to the gym, work out, drive back home. I don't have that luxury currently in my life, the way that my schedule is built. And I don't really want it. I like just being able to be as efficient as I can. So what do you say though? Like, what is your sort of go-to quick fix for you personally? And then what do you sort of give to new moms that are just starting out?
So my go-to is kettlebells. I love the
kettlebell. Oh yeah, I know you love them.
Yeah. I fell in love with the kettlebell after having my son because like you said, like we even had a gym set up in our basement and he was not a napper. Like he would, like some kids would nap like two hours in length. And I'd be like, oh my God, I was so jealous. I would just be thinking of all the stuff that I could get done in that time. But Jackson was like a 40 minute napper, right? So I wouldn't even have time to go downstairs to work.
Right.
So
I would by the time you'd like put him down, you'd be like, and he's up.
Yeah. So I would have my kettlebell in the family room and I would get a quick kettlebell workout in and like a butt kicking one for like 20 minutes. So I would do like snatches, squat and press, kettlebell swings, deadlifts, Turkish get ups, clean and presses, anything that I could do with the kettlebell, I would do. And it added both strength and metabolic conditioning in one perfect little workout.
Right.
Yeah. So I truly believe like kettlebell really helped me gain a lean and strong core after postnatal, like as well as the DR and the pelvic floor work, of course. But you can't cheat the kettlebell. Your whole body uses it, right? So I really love that. And for new moms, I have I really start them off at home.
Yep.
And the workouts are like 20 minutes or less. And we're doing body weight stuff. And we're doing we're exercises with very minimal equipment. So maybe some dumbbells, maybe a kettlebell and some resistance bands. And again, these are all workouts with busy moms in mind. So they're not too long. Mm-hmm. And you can do a lot at home with very minimal equipment and your body weight, of course.
Definitely. And I mean, do you focus on, and do you suggest that our listeners focus on like HIIT training specifically, like high intensity intervals? Is that sort of your main focus or is it something a little bit different that you, or do you do strictly strength training with your clients?
So I do mostly for new moms, I'll do mostly circuit training, like strength training. And that at the end of their workout, we'll do like a 10 minute HIIT protocol. Or like Tabata time. Yeah. So you're getting both in the workout.
Right. Perfect. Yeah. And so do you have any suggestions then for our listeners who are trying to get their pre-baby bod back? So they're feeling like, I got to do this. It has to happen. I'm feeling like I'm doing everything right, but I'm still not seeing the results. Like maybe they are someone who is going to the gym and they're doing the hour of cardio every day and they're not seeing the results. So what do you say to a client like that? I'm going to give you a couple different scenarios because I'd like you to sort of touch on each of them if you don't mind. So for someone who is saying, I go to the gym, I'm following the meal plan and then I go to the gym and I'm doing cardio every day for an hour and I'm not seeing the results I'm looking for. What am I doing wrong?
So first of all, moms have to realize that our bodies are now different and same goes for their life and their sleep too. So what worked for them before may not work now. So if that mom, for instance, was doing cardio before and she lived a very great life where she could sleep 8 or 9 hours a night or even seven hours, right?
Yeah.
Her body.
Because it's almost like a dream now.
Yeah. Oh my God. I know. there's so many different factors and her body's probably, her cortisol levels are already up. So because of lack of sleep and new mom and all this other pressure, and then she's going and putting her body through so much more at the gym because she's on that treadmill for so long or whatever cardio equipment she's using. And that puts your body to more stress. So I would tell her to completely cut the cardio out and cut back her workouts.
Right. So do no cardio.
Yeah. Like you're getting a cardio workout with the work. Like you're doing some HIIT at the end, but right. you're not doing the long steady state cardio because it's just a waste of time and your body adapts to that amount of cardio. So if you're doing that, if you're doing like, let's say 25 minutes of cardio per day, you're doing that for a couple weeks and you're not seeing results, then you up the cardio a little bit and then you up the cardio a little bit and you just, there's nowhere to go from there. You just have to keep increasing the cardio because your body's adapting to that cardio and it's not going to burn fat.
Mm-hmm. Versus with strength training, as soon as your body starts adapting, you just go heavier load.
Yep.
So you just start adding weight. So then your body can't actually adapt to it. So it has to continue to push through its limitations.
Yeah. More weight, more reps, or even tempo changes. You can do a lot. And even different types of exercises for each body part will change out a lot too.
Mm-hmm. And then, so then what do you say to someone who is, I like this little scenario thing.
Yeah.
What do you say to someone who is then, you know, has never worked out before? So before baby, they were just naturally really lean. And, you know, post baby, they want to get into it. They've never worked out before in their life. And they've never really had to think about food because they just were some of those, you know, the person who just has like a high natural metabolism and they don't have to think about anything. My sister's that. So,
yeah.
And I'm not jealous of her because it's cool.
And you're saying that they have the baby weight to lose still, right?
Exactly. So they did, they gained weight, but now they're kind of like, I don't really know what to do because I've never worked out. I think I'm just going to go to the gym and try to bump around and see what happens. Like, what would be your suggestion for them?
Yeah. And again, we have to make them realize that what worked for them before is not going to work for them now per se, because they've been through so much with the baby and we might have to get them back to, I always start with whole foods and getting my clients back to start eating whole foods. But not only that, writing down what they're eating during the day, because you can say you're eating clean or you can say, you know, you're eating healthy, but when you look at the amount at the end of the day, it could still be over your caloric intake or what you should be eating for maintenance or even to lose weight. It will be over that, right? So you can actually be eating too much of good food if you're eating.
Right.
Right. So
for
I would I'd always get my clients to sort of write down what they're eating during the day and then go from there. So figuring out that sweet spot that they can, what they can eat during the day that's not going to affect their energy levels and, you know, if they're nursing their baby's food and still lose the weight. So it sometimes will involve some math trying to figure out their caloric intake. But if you're a mom who doesn't want to do that, again, hire somebody that does that for you. And then you basically just have to read it and eat it and follow it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, for a mom that's never done that before, it's encouraging them to start these healthy habits now, because there's no better time to start it than when your baby's really young, because we want to start incorporating those healthy habits now. So the kids will never see mom on a diet. Like, this is a lifestyle.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. That word is like banned in my house because it's like, it's not necessary. It just has to be, this is how we eat. You know, we just eat healthy. We exercise or go on hikes because it's fun, not because it's like to lose weight, you know, and it's about a shift in that mentality for sure.
Exactly. And you just have to, and for that woman who's maybe not had to take care of herself before or not have to worry about it, it's okay that she has to now, because she's going to learn a lot to get herself back healthy and at a good weight, right?
Mm-hmm. No, for sure. And then final scenario. So what do you say then to the new mom who basically has just felt like, you know, basically they're like, okay, I am sort of, you know, I'm following this strength training plan, I'm kind of doing this meal plan. Like, they're not necessarily fully committing to anything.
Yes.
How do you kind of get them to commit to like really say like, no, okay, this is really, because I'm sure you have clients like that too. And I know I've seen clients where it's like, you know, they're halfway there.
Yeah.
So how do you kind of help someone get over that sort of mental block? Because I feel like it's usually an emotional or a mental thing that's kind of holding you back from making that full commitment to yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. What I do with my clients that sort of at a, like they're stuck and, you know, they're maybe not feeling motivated is I ask them questions like, what is their goal? Where would they want to see themselves in 6 months from now? Mm-hmm. And how are they going to feel if they're not there or it doesn't happen? And you really get them to get into their heads and get into their feelings. And if it's a client, if it's a mom that like has a lot of baby weight to lose still, and she's obviously not feeling her best or her, you know, she's not feeling good physically. And then to put her in the spot where like it's 6 months down the road and she's still feeling like this way, how is she going to feel?
Yeah.
You know, so play the tape to the end of like, of where she wants to be and how is she going to feel when she achieves that as well. So really getting them to recognize where they are right now and where they want to be and that it's not going to be easy to get there, but it's just about creating habits over time that is going to lead them to their goal.
Right. No, and that's a really good point. And would you say like for the person then who is coming to you and saying, I want to feel good about myself, but I want to see changes drastically. Like, cause you know, a lot of times we are in this society, in today's society, yeah. we have this instant gratification mentality of like, you know, we need this now. Like that's why we are, live on our cell phones and we do all these, everything is like Insta, like we need it immediately. What do you say then to someone who says like, I want to see results right away? Cause I know, again, I've heard people, you know, they've called us, they've said like, I want to lose 20 pounds in 30 days. And I'm like, it's not possible. Like to do it healthy. You can't do that. You have to do it. It has to be a process. How do you sort of, you know, for anyone listening, what do you recommend is like something that is reasonable if they have say 20 pounds postpartum? And I know every woman's going to be different. Every process is going to be different, but what would you say to them in terms of that process? Like, timeline wise, what should they be expecting to be able to commit in order to start seeing the results they're really starting to look for? Because I do know that it takes time to even sometimes, it's not like a direct, it's not like a direct effect. Like even if you're like, okay, but I, you know, cut out 3,500 calories this week, so I should have lost a pound. And it doesn't necessarily translate immediately. So people should know that first of all, but then what do you recommend in terms of like a timeline? What is realistic to start actually starting to see some real physical results?
It's all about the approach. It's all, when I first start working with a client, I tell them like, we don't want to do another fad diet. Like I could give somebody like a no carb diet or like a very low calorie diet and they could drop 10 pounds in a week or two. Like, I can do that. But it's about teaching them that like those methods are not sustainable or maintainable for your life.
And they're not fun.
No, and they're not fun.
Just as a side note, they're not fun.
And you know, like they are, you're going to be missing out on life. You're going to be, your energy is going to be horrible and you're going to gain the weight back, you know? And if it's somebody that's asking that, they've usually done something like that before too.
Of course.
So it's about reminding them and they're like, oh yeah, like that's what happened to me the last time.
Yeah.
So I'm going to really educate them and be like, okay, this isn't like, we shouldn't be aiming for that. You know, you have to have something that's maintainable and sustainable. So I like to get my clients on like whole foods and we'd use an 80-20 rule. So, you know, we get back to basics, we get on whole foods and I teach them that there's less, there's more nutritious foods and then there's less nutritious foods. And we want to aim to get the more nutritious foods in our diet, but we can still have the less nutritious food once in a blue moon, but we just have to know how our body reacts to them. And you're going to learn that by eating more whole foods. And then when you go and you have whatever, like M&Ms and you don't feel so great, right?
Yeah.
But that's not to say you can't have them because it's all about not feeling deprived. So taking on that lifestyle, you have to like, that's the lifestyle that we want to teach forever. So when a client starts with me, I would say a good amount of weight to lose and everybody's different.
Of course.
But it's like 1 to 2 pounds per week. But my experience with a new mom, sometimes moms do drop a lot of weight quickly at the beginning because it is that extra baby weight, right? That comes off a little bit easier. It's usually those last like 10, 15 pounds are a little bit harder, and it should be okay to have those come off a little bit slower because then you're not going to gain them back as quick.
Definitely.
So it's really just about teaching and teaching the client, teaching the mom, how everything works and why we're doing it a certain way.
For sure. And I know that this was not a question that we were going to ask, but I'm curious, just out of your own sort of your own food intake, is there one food that you just say is like an absolute no? Because I know that you don't believe in fad diets either. And I love your approach on nutrition as well. And I think that having whole foods is just so important in it. And, you know, it's important to also do have that balance. But is there one food on your personal list that you're just like, that's just like a non-negotiable, like I just don't ingest that, I do not put that in my body?
You know what, like for me personally, I don't put like a lot of like dye foods and like sugary dye foods, so like some of those like cereal Lucky Charms, like I would stay away from that type of food and anything with dyes. Like I know like M&Ms have dyes and I like the odd M&M here and there. But just really being like cautious of like the stuff that's added to your food. So like the chemicals and the dyes. And I usually do my best to stay away from that, especially really sugary cereals. I don't really encourage them. But like my strong girls, like they'll eat whole foods during the week, and then, you know, we can enjoy a donut or two here and there, and it's all part of the plan, so it's okay, you know, like to have flexibility and just spend time with your friends and family and not having to eat out of a Tupperware container.
Definitely. I completely agree with you.
Yeah.
I totally agree. Well, thank you so much, Jenny, for your time and for your insight. I think, like I said, I love what it is that you're doing. So why don't you tell our listeners, just for anyone who is interested in learning more, whether they are pre or postnatal or whether they are just looking to make a lifestyle change, because I know that you also run other programs, your Strong Girls program. So why don't you tell them how they can get in touch with you?
Absolutely. So my website is coachjvb.com. So you can actually go on there and email me directly, and I can help sort of navigate you to a program, or we can set up a phone chat and discuss what is best for you and your goals. But I also have a specific postnatal program, which is called Lose the Baby Weight. And it's designed specifically for new moms, new busy moms in mind. And it's a full program with nutrition and training, a full 12-week program. So check me out there. And then all my social handles are Coach JVB.
Awesome. Well, thank you again, Jenny. Thank you all so much for listening. And of course, for anyone who is interested in learning more and getting more involved in their own sort of fitness and nutrition, you can also check out fitchicksacademy.com, where we have our two certifications coming up, our fitness and nutrition expert certification, as well as our holistic nutrition weight loss expert certification. So, all right. Thank you guys again. And I will talk to you soon. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.